The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. What you heard. What animals were mentioned in the first reading?
A wolf.
Okay, a wolf, very good.
A fox.
A fox.
A lion.
A lion. Do we have hands or axil? Let's see on this side.
A sheep.
A sheep.
Tiger.
A tiger.
A cat.
A cat. I don't remember a cat. Was there a cat? But probably the cat was there. The cats are everywhere.
Leopard?
Yes, leopard. Very good. And let's get somebody over here. Okay.
Maybe I forgot. A tiger.
A tiger, very good. So you guys are good listeners, okay? Now, was it easy to remember all these names of the animals? It was hard. Why was it hard?
Because there were a lot of animals.
Because a lot of animals were mentioned. Let's see, why else was it hard?
Because there was a lot of people that said the same animal.
Because what?
There's a lot of people that said the same animal.
Okay, that's true. A lot of people said the same animal.
Because there's lots of animals.
Lots of animals.
Because the story was long.
Very good. The story was long, and the names of the animals came at the end of the story, right? Not like in the beginning. But that's important for us to remember at this time, that if you want to hear something, listen to it, we have to pay attention. We have to be patient, because sometimes it's not that clear. It takes time till we hear it. And sometimes we have to be quiet, because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of sounds, a lot of noises around us that we don't hear what we're supposed to hear. Or we get distracted, right? We're looking at other things or thinking of other things. So all of these things are important for us to hear better. Now, you guys, we tested your hearing. Let's see now we're going to test your eyes. Do you see anything different in the sanctuary area over here?
The walls.
What's different about the walls?
There's purple hangers.
Yes, there's purple hangers on the walls. What else you see different?
Right over there, I see a pink one and a purple one over there.
Okay, what are those pink and purple ones?
Candles.
Candles, very good. Now, who can tell me why do we have the purple candles and the pink candle?
Because it's Advent.
It's Advent. Very good. You know, what season are we in the year now?
Advent.
Advent.
Advent season, but in the calendar year, what kind of season? Are we in the summer?
Winter.
We are close to winter. We're between fall and winter. And just like we have four seasons, we have also seasons in the church, and this is the Advent season. It started Sunday. And Advent is a time for us to prepare for what? What's going to come in the end of December? What big celebration that you guys are very excited about?
Christmas.
Very good, Christmas. And what happened at Christmas?
You get presents.
You get presents. Very good. And why do we get presents on Christmas? Why do you get presents?
For being good.
Because you're good. And why we're good?
Santa Claus likes everyone, but don't be naughty so he don't give you presents. But if you're very good, he'll give you presents, so he loves you so much.
Okay, very good. But what else we celebrate on Christmas that we get presents?
It's God's birthday.
It's Jesus' birthday. That's why we get presents, because God the Father gave us such a great gift, Jesus. So we do the same thing, that we also get presents. And like you said, just Jesus loves us always, but he loves us more when we're doing good. So Santa Claus brings us gifts because we're being good, because we want to love Jesus by being good to others, right? So we have the Advent wreath. And the reason we have the four candles is because there is four Sundays till Christmas. So each Sunday, we light one candle. So this Sunday, we lit the first candle. Then this coming Sunday, we light the second one, then the third one. And the time we light the fourth one, Christmas is right here. Like within a few days, that means Christmas is coming. So that helps us to wait for Christmas, to wait to celebrate the birth of Jesus by being good, doing good things, because Jesus is the greatest gift that God has given to us. What else you see new in the sanctuary area?
The tree.
The tree. Anybody knows what's this tree about? Okay. You're always answering, but you have good answers.
It has angels on it.
It has angels. And what's the purpose of the angels? Let me bring one so you can see it. What's on the angel? Right? Very good. It says boy, age 10. So what are you supposed to do with the angel?
Put it on the tree.
What?
Put it on the tree.
Say that again.
Put it on the tree.
Oh, put it on the tree. But yeah, but actually we put it on the tree so someone will take it. What do you think if you take the angel you're supposed to do with it?
I forgot it.
Okay.
Give it to God.
Give it to God, but how do we give it to God? Obviously, we can't go to heaven and give it to God. How do we give it to God? What's the other way we can give things to God?
We put them in our prayers.
We pray for them, but also we're supposed to take it and buy a gift for a boy who's 10 years old. See, just like you know, you're going to get gifts from Santa because you're good. We're supposed to do the same thing, and each one of us can be like Santa Claus, bring gifts to others. That's why we have this tree here with the angel cards on it, so each one of us can be an angel and bring a gift to someone who may not get as many gifts as we are, or maybe not no gifts at all. So like you said, we're supposed to do good. So the way we prepare for Christmas is by listening, by seeing things around us, and by doing good things like Jesus did for us.